KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay. KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass. And KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP. Starting with job openings, the QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, and an environmental assistant. The Shimmigan Corporation of Sandpoint is hiring a housekeeper and a bartender. The Adaga Tribe of King Cove is looking for a tribal administrator, a part-time or full-time IGAP assistant, and a solid waste recycling technician. The Belkoski Tribe of King Cove is looking for an IGAP assistant, a full-time Belkoski Environmental Program assistant, and a part-time pull tab sales clerk. EATS is hiring a behavior health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They're also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for Falls Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Exploring Science in the Sea. In the spring of 1956, a doctor in the Japanese village of Minamata reported an outbreak of a troubling new disease. It was seen mainly among children, and it affected the central nervous system. The disease quickly spread, with hundreds of cases reported, then thousands. It took years for scientists to work out the cause: poisoning from industrial pollution in Minamata Bay, the first known case of a disease caused by polluted seawater. A chemical factory was pumping huge amounts of wastewater into the bay. The water was laced with mercury. Some of it was methylmercury, an especially nasty form. Microscopic organisms gobbled the stuff up, then were eaten by larger organisms. The amount of mercury built up to higher and higher levels with each link in the food chain. So the fish and shellfish eaten by people were filled with it. That triggered Minamata disease. Symptoms included numbness, problems with vision and hearing, trouble walking, and tremors. The disease killed hundreds and may have afflicted millions, and its effects are still being felt. The company dredged the bay to remove contaminated sediments, and the nations of the world crafted a treaty to reduce the amount of methylmercury in the environment. It calls for less mercury in products and manufacturing, fewer emissions of it from coal-fired power plants, and better storage and disposal. Even so, mercury and other chemicals still cause problems as they work their way up the marine food chain. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. Members of the Alaska Senate voted 19-0 against a proposal that would automatically adjust the salaries of state legislators and executives for inflation starting in 2027. The Alaska Beacon reports the bill disapproves of the proposal from the State Officers' Compensation Commission and now advances to the House for consideration. Alaska's governor currently is paid approximately $176,000 per year in salary. The lieutenant governor's salary is approximately $140,000, and the salaries of state commissioners, in charge of agencies, are approximately $168,000 per year. State legislators receive $84,000 per year in salary. Under the commission's proposal, those figures would be automatically indexed to the Consumer Price Index for Anchorage, a measure of inflation in the state's largest city. Members of the commission said they felt it is important to have salaries that allow Alaskans of all ages and economic classes to serve in state government. Voicing disapproval of the idea on Friday, Republican Sitka Senator Bert Stedman said he believes automatic indexing is a recipe for budget growth and a bad idea because other state employees do not have their salaries adjusted automatically. The number of non-residents working in Alaska hit a new record in 2023, and all major industries are relying more heavily on workers who do not live in the state, according to the State Department of Labor and Workforce Development. The Alaska Beacon reports non-resident workers in Alaska totaled over 90,000 in 2023 and made up nearly one quarter of the workforce, the highest percentage since 1995. Typically, about one in five workers in Alaska is not a resident of the state, and certain seasonal industries, like seafood processing, have long relied on out-of-state labor. But nearly all Alaska industries need non-resident workers, and nearly all increased that reliance in 2023. The increased reliance on non-resident workers coincides with a 12-year streak of net out-migration, meaning more people leaving the state than moving in, and a loss of working-age adults. 2023 is the most recent year for which the department has full data. The 2024 data will not be available till next January. The biggest percentage increase in non-resident employment in 2023 was in the construction sector. Construction job growth has largely been driven by projects funded through the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act of 2021 and by increased oil activity. The most dramatic increase in non-resident construction hiring was on the North Slope, where the non-resident construction workforce nearly tripled from 2022 to 2023. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by
the Westmark Fairbanks Hotel and Conference Center, located in downtown Fairbanks with 400 guest rooms and 1,700 square feet of meeting space. Reservations at westmarkhotels.com.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
You're listening to Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. A 17-person team from the National Transportation Safety Board is in Nome to investigate the crash of Bering Air Flight 445 and assist families of the victims. Nine passengers and a pilot died in the crash Thursday afternoon on a flight from Unalakleet to Nome. The 10 Alaskans killed include a mentor to new teachers, a school counselor, and two employees with the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium who were traveling to service a local water plant. As Alona Nyden with the Alaska Desk reports, Alaskans across the state are mourning the lives lost.
Tears, prayers, and words of support filled the old St. Joe's Hall in Nome on Friday as dozens of residents gathered for a vigil. Local religious leaders encouraged residents to rely on their community and local counseling services to process their grief. Terry Komonosoyak says he came to the vigil to support those who knew some of the crash victims.
My grandpa always said, Inupiaq will help Inupiaq, which makes a lot of sense. Human beings should help human beings, which makes lots and lots of sense. So you have to be close up here.
As the investigation continues into what caused the deadly crash of a Bering airplane, Alaskans across the state are mourning and organizing ways to support the families of those killed. That includes a cakewalk in Unalakleet, an auction in Kotzebue, and a coffee shop collecting donations in Eagle River. Meanwhile, Alaskans have been sharing stories and memories of the 10 people on the flight. They ranged in age from 30 to 58. Two were from Nome, including the pilot. Two were from Unalakleet, and six were from South Central Alaska. Several were traveling to support local school and infrastructure projects, including Nome mechanic Don Erickson. His friend Michael Nichols remembers working with him.
I was a fuel truck driver and he was a mechanic. He took care of the whole fleet. And not just here in Nome, but he actually traveled around the village taking care of a lot of stuff. Really good guy.
Leanne Ryan, a retired school teacher and a volleyball coach from Asilla, was also on the flight. She visited rural Alaska schools to support new educators. In Unalakleet, she was mentoring the fifth grade teacher, says Warren Kutchatuk, the school janitor.
She was always so friendly and so always smiling and down-to-earth woman. So she will be greatly missed at the school.
Ryan's longtime colleague and friend, Liz Arillo, said that she's spoken to people who were grieving some of the victims she did not know.
This tragedy really just expands across the state. There were connections all over, and some really wonderful people that were really trying to make a difference in rural Alaska.
A tragedy of this magnitude has not happened here in years. It hit the residents especially hard because it happened on such a normally scheduled commercial flight, says Unalakleet City Administrator Kelsey Ivanov.
It's really hard and close hitting because it could have been any of us, and that's really sad.
Bering Air is the predominant airline on the Seward Peninsula, connecting villages along the northwest coast to essential services in other parts of the state. Bering Air resumed operations on Saturday, and planes landed across the region, unloading groceries, packages, and passengers. Residents in Golovin, Noatak, and other villages came to greet them. They showed their support by holding signs and offering hugs. In Savunga, residents stood on a frozen airstrip, and as the crew unloaded the plane, they sent to them in St. Lawrence Island, Yupik. In Nome, I'm Alona Naiden.
This is Alaska Public Media.
We'll start out with Sam Hunt with a piece called 23, and then Zach Bryan with Pink Skies. After that, Jimmy Allen and Brad Paisley with Freedom Was a Highway.
You can marry an architect, build you a house out on the water that really impresses your father. Yeah. You can find some grown-up friends, drink some wine in California. But even if you cut it shorter, you'll always have long blonde hair. You'll always be Memphis Queen. You'll always be my first time in New Orleans. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, I'll never be 23 with anyone but you. You can marry who you want, go back to Tennessee, but you'll never be 23 with anyone but me. We'll always have Full Bay Beach, we'll always have Delta Nights, we'll always be in between real love and real life. You can ride the train to work, straighten out your accent in the city, like your folks ain't from Mississippi. Yeah. You probably got an office view, wearing those skirts you always hated. Yeah, you're so sophisticated. But I bet you when you drink too much, I bet you think about back when. I really hope you're happy now. I'm really glad I knew you then. No matter where I go, no matter. You can marry who you want, go back to Tennessee, but you'll never be 23 with anyone but me. We'll always have Foley Beach, we'll always have Delta Nights, we'll always be in between real love and real life.
Kids are in town for a funeral, so pack the car and dry your eyes. I know they got plenty of young blood left in them, and plenty nights under pink skies. You taught him to enjoy. So clean the house, clear the drawers, mop the floors, and stand tall like no one's ever been here before or at all. And don't you mention all the inches that are scraped on the door frame. We all know you tiptoed up to 4-1 back in 08. If you could see him now, you'd be proud, though you think days you'll be. You feel your role was beautiful. I think I heard you coming. Kids are in town for a funeral, and the grass all smells the same as the day he broke your arm swinging on that kid out on the river. You bailed him out, never said a thing about Jesus or the way he's living. If you could see him now, you'd be proud, but you'd think days yuppies. Your funeral was beautiful. I think I heard you coming. If you could see him now, you'd be proud, though you'd think days you'd be. Your funeral was beautiful. I think I heard you coming. Kids are in town for a funeral, so pack the car and dry your eyes. I know they got plenty young blood left in them, and plenty nights under pink skies you taught them to enjoy.
All your hats, a race to claim, like who gets to ride shotgun. Your pocket knife, it went missing, I think we know who got that one. You used to let her cut the ribbons on all of her own presents. It made me nervous, but now I see we just taught different lessons.
Freedom was a highway. Freedom. miss those days when I dreamed of there for chasing. Time was better wasted. We were summer young and living for a Friday. And freedom was a highway.
Freedom was a highway.
Freedom was a highway, baby.
Yeah.
Freedom was a highway.
Freedom was a highway.
Freedom was a highway.
Yeah, the Steel Woods is coming next. That's Straw in the Wind's The Peace. I've got Rascal Flatts with What Hurts the Most, and then Christian McCain with The House Rules.
With an eye for a dollar to make, he pitched us a sail about healing an oil from a snake. The barkeep, he warned him, but the man did not comprehend how strangers round here disappear like straw in the wind. Too young but in love when she met him in some northern town. He treated her good till the sun and the whiskey went down. The bruise on her face tests the patience of all of her kin. Or do strangers round here disappear like straw in the wind? Old Jim runs his mouth when he drinks since his wife passed away. But he's good to the kids and the crops that he sells are fair trade. But a traveling man had enough and took a pipe to his chin. That traveling man disappeared like straw in the
I can take the rain on the roof of this empty house. That don't bother me. I can take a few tears now and then and just let them out. I'm not afraid to cry every once in a while. Even though going on with you gone still upsets me. There are days every now and again I pretend I'm okay.
Buckle up tight, everybody sings and drinks and laughs and gets high. It's a country music
Yeah, next we have Colt Ford featuring John Michael with, what do we have, A Ride Through the Country. Then Seeing Stars, that's Jack Ingerman featuring Patty Griffin. And then our own Paul Holmberg with You're My Best Friend.
Now before I pack my things and leave, there's something I need y'all to understand. I've seen a lot of things in my lifetime, that's why I walk alive, I'm just a simple man. And I done the things for cheap bills, but all my scars heal, so don't you ever cry for me. Cause I ain't saying where I'm from, you always welcome to take a ride through the country. Up dressed and gone by 5 a.m. He's country and he's rapping, we gots to play him. Folks been waiting for someone like me to give him some hot beats and spit that country. My jeans don't sag, they fit and kinda tight. Got on a white t-shirt, no nothing but work. Daylight to dark, that's how I was bred. And I'm gonna keep being country till the day I'm dead. See, country folks eat biscuits called cat heads, barbecue, baked beans, sweet tea, and white bread. We like to fish and hunt, ain't scared of a fight. Love the good Lord and believe in doing right. Got four-wheel drives, some got mud on them. You can keep your Rolls Royce, cause baby, we don't want them. So now you all know exactly who I am. And if you ain't into that, I don't give a damn. Now before I pack my things and leave, there's something I need y'all to understand. I've seen a lot of things in my lifetime, that's why I walk the line. I'm just a simple man. And I done the things for cheap bills, but all my scars are just, don't you ever cry for me. Cause I ain't saying where I'm from, you always welcome to take a ride through the country. You might see me on your TV, but honey, that don't mean a thing. You see, I'm still that same old country boy, and that's all I'll ever be. And sometimes those bright lights blind me and make it hard for me to see. But when I need to be reminded, I take a ride through the country. Yeah. At about 5 o'clock on Friday afternoon, them country boys head down to the local saloon. You're welcome to stop in and have a cold bottle. Big city boys are stuck up supermodels. We don't care where you're from as long as you're polite. Cause push come to shove and every one of us will fight. We mostly easy like Sunday morning. Old Colt came here to give y'all fair warning. Country folks won't be pushed around. And there's some of us living in every town. We believe in the Bible and the USA. Work hard for what you want, it's the American way. Nobody owe you nothing, supposed to earn your keep. Put in the hard day's work, get a good night's sleep. I know some of y'all think old Colt's kinda odd, but I'm loud, proud, and country by the grace of God. And now before I pack my things and leave, there's something I need y'all to understand. I've seen a lot of things in my lifetime, that's why I
I walk the line. I'm just a simple man. And I done the things for cheap thrills, but all my scars are just, so don't you ever cry for me. Cause I ain't saying where I'm from, you're always welcome to take a ride through the country.
Touched me with a love like I've never known. You gave life a brand new meaning, and to me a reason to go on. You're my bread, I'm hungry. You're my shelter from trouble wind. You're my anchor in life's ocean. But most of all, I need hope and inspiration. You're always strong when I'm tired and weak. I could search the whole world over. You'd still be everything that I need. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from trouble wind. You're my anchor in life's ocean. But most of all, you're my best friend. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from trouble winds. You're my life's ocean, but most of all, you're my best friend. Most of all, you're my best friend.
Brad Paisley's up next with a piece called Then. And then Gary Allen with Smoke Rings in the Dark. After that, Lost Trailers will do How About You Don't.
Well, I remember trying not to stare the night that I first met you. You had me mesmerized. And 3 weeks later in the front porch light, taking 45 minutes to kiss goodnight, I hadn't told you yet, but I thought I loved you then. And now you're my whole life. Now you're feel about you, girl. Like a river meets the sea, stronger than it's ever been. We've come so far since that day, and I thought I loved you then. And I remember taking you back to right where I first met you. You were so surprised. There were people around, but I didn't care. I got down on one knee right there, and once again I thought I loved you then. But now you're my whole life. Now you're my whole world. I just can't believe the way I feel about you, girl. I thought I loved you then.
maybe on the way. I can just see you when your hair is turning gray. What I can't see is how I'm ever gonna love you more. But I've said that before. And now you're my whole life. Now you're my whole world. I just can't believe the way I feel about you, girl. We'll look back someday at this moment that we're in, and I'll look at you and say, and I thought I loved you. Thought I loved you all.
taking with me are the pieces of my heart, and all I'll leave are smoke rings in the dark.
Screaming ain't getting us nowhere tonight. You're dead set on leaving. Both of us tired of the same old fight. Your drawers are empty, your closet too. Your lips are ready to say we're through. But how about you don't slam that door, call it quits. Changed man, yeah, I'm gonna do the right thing now. I know I lose my temper, that's when everything goes sour. You do too, you know it's true. But walking out ain't the thing to do. So how about you don't slam that door, call it quits.
One night Farmer Brown was taking the air. Locked up the barnyard with greatest of care. Down in the hen house something stirred. When he hollered, "Who there?" This is what he heard. Ain't nobody here but us chickens. It ain't nobody here at all. So calm yourself and stop that fuss. It ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep, and you bust in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin. Ain't nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here at all. And drop your fuss, stomping around. It ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep, and you bust in and hobble, 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 hobble. It's a sin. tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do, we got eggs to lay, we got ground to dig, one to scratch. It takes a lot of setting to getting chicks to hatch. Ain't nobody here but us chicken, and ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself, stop that fuss. It ain't nobody here but us. Kindly point your gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble at her, get some hay. It's a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay. We got ground to dig and worm to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. And ain't nobody here but us chicken. And ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself.